Should you share the health data your device collects? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sal Agnihotri, professor of supply chain and business analytics at Binghamton University, considers the risks.
Health tracking devices and apps are becoming part of everyday life, but their full potential has barely been tapped. While they allow a user to collect and record personal health data, they don't typically share that information with the healthcare provider. And as we found in our research, that can make all the difference. We teamed up with a practicing endocrinologist to develop an app that allowed patients to monitor blood pressure and pulse readings in between office visits. The physician reviewed these readings and recommended interventions if needed. The app also allowed patients and staff to directly talk with one another, enabling regular communication and joint decision-making. The results? We found that patients using the app reduced their systolic blood pressure more than patients not using the app. While the results are promising, it is important to note that the app alone doesn't do anything. What makes it effective is the fact that it opened continuous communication between patients and doctors and encouraged patients to take an active role in managing their health. Our hope is that these apps could free up more time for physicians, as most of the monitoring of the app could be handled by support staff. We also hope that these apps could provide a cheaper and effective alternative for those with chronic conditions who may not be able to easily get to frequent in-person appointments or afford the bills that come with it. This subject could ultimately have major impact on the U.S. healthcare system. We just scratched the surface of it.
That was Sal Agnihotri of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.